SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS audio app.
And SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News. On the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his Moldovan counterpart have met in Kyiv. Speaking at a joint news conference, Mr. Zelensky has accused Russia of failing to learn from history, citing the brief Russian occupation of the Chernobyl plant in early 2022 as evidence of a lack of memory and conscience.
In 2022,
the Russians came to Chernobyl, occupied our station, turned it into a springboard for their war, and demonstrated that they did not draw any conclusions at all, should be as united as possible, act in a coordinated manner, understanding our interests, which are common, security, economic, energy, and all others.
The Ukrainian leader called for maximum European unity and coordinated action to protect shared security and energy interests against modern threats. Moldova's president, Maia Sandu, who arrived in Kyiv to show solidarity on the milestone anniversary, noted that the 1986 disaster served as a permanent reminder that the threats posed by authoritarian regimes do not respect national borders.
40 years ago, the Chernobyl disaster reminded an entire continent that the threats of an authoritarian regime do not stop at borders. The Soviet regime knew what had happened and chose to hide it, while radiation spread across Europe, putting millions at risk.
President Sandu drawing parallels between Russian action then and now.
Chernobyl laid bare the Soviet regime's contempt for human life. Little has changed in the Kremlin since. That same contempt is visible in Russia's conduct today. And yet, facing it, Ukraine fights. Ukraine innovates. Ukraine endures.
The visit comes as international concerns remain high over nuclear safety in Ukraine, particularly regarding the new safe confinement at Chernobyl and the ongoing Russian occupation of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Over the weekend, Russian airstrikes killed at least 7 people in Ukraine, including 5 in the city of Dnipro. And Ukraine carried out some of its long-distance drone strikes deep inside Russian territory, with a woman killed and a man seriously injured by a drone strike in Russia's border region of Belgorod. The war has been raging for more than 12 years, starting with Russia's annexation of Crimea in late February of 2014, and Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine started in February of 2022. Greg Dyett, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.